This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 824, The Single Most Important Trait That Defines Personal Finance Success, by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. And I am Dan, I'm your host here on Optimal Finance Daily, and I'm here every weekday reading to you from some of the very best personal finance blogs on the planet. And I want to thank Fundrise for their support. You know, they're frequently mentioned as a recommended tool in blogs that I narrate right here, and for very good reason. Fundrise enables you to instantly access high-quality, high-potential private market real estate projects, from high-rises in D.C. to multifamily apartments in L.A., and each real estate project is carefully vetted and actively managed by Fundrise's team of real estate pros. Fundrise is the future of real estate investing. Visit fundrise.com/OFD. That's FUNDRISE.com/OFD to have your first 3 months of fees waived. For now, let's get right to our post for today as we start optimizing your life. The Single Most Important Trait That Defines Personal Finance Success, by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. The single most important trait that defines personal finance success is accountability. That's it, personal accountability. Personal accountability is the most important trait that will define whether you're successful with your money or not. Sounds pretty simple, right? In fact, you're probably thinking to yourself right now that you should hit the back button and go read some other article. But the truth is, there is a lot more to personal accountability than meets the eye, and it is the single defining factor that will allow you to achieve personal finance success. What is accountability? In simple terms, accountability is simply taking responsibility for both your successes and failures. In a more specific sense, it means that you don't simply blame the circumstances, but rather your actions within the circumstances that you could have controlled. For example, you could simply say that you're in debt because you lost your job. However, that is not being accountable. Rather, a more accountable approach would be, I'm in debt because I didn't change my spending habits once I lost my income. Do you see the difference? In the first answer, the blame went to the circumstances, losing your job. However, in the more accountable answer, the blame went to the personal choice that was made to not change spending habits. While the circumstances may be more complex than that, going into debt is simple to avoid. Just don't spend more than you earn. And the second answer is accountable to that. Being accountable also means not having excuses. There are so many damn excuses for everything that it just makes me sick sometimes. I'm in debt because... There is no because. Accountable people don't have excuses, they have solutions. Your millionaire neighbor is probably a very accountable person. So how does personal accountability impact personal finance? Very simply, you cannot expect to achieve personal finance success unless you are accountable to yourself and your finances. This means a variety of things in personal finance, like being honest about your spending, in other words, not hiding or justifying spending and not coming up with imaginary money. And planning for the unexpected, not just settling for being unprepared for events that you know will happen, like job loss or car breakdowns. Also, accepting responsibility to choices made, spending, debt, and lifestyle. It doesn't matter what the specific situation is. What does matter is how accountable you are to your own choices in the situation, and your choices have a direct impact on your finances. Buying a new car versus a used car? That choice will cost you thousands of dollars. Is it worth it? What are you sacrificing for that? In 1 year, are you going to say you can't afford something when, in hindsight, if you hadn't bought the car, you'd be fine? Accountability is the biggest trait that will define your long-term financial success. The levels of personal accountability. Being 100% accountable 100% of the time is challenging. We all have weak moments when we must buy something, or instead of saving, we take a vacation. It happens. That's why I want to outline these levels of personal accountability as a roadmap to helping you build up this trait, so that you can improve your financial accountability and, in turn, improve your personal finance success. Level 1. Clear Understanding. To do anything in personal finance, you have to have a clear understanding of your total financial situation. This means knowing what's in every bank account, on every credit card, how much debt you have, and where all your investments are. Once you have the balances, you also need to put together a full picture of your spending for 1 year. Then you can break that down monthly. There are a lot of systems to help with this, but it is essential and step one on your path to personal accountability. Without full knowledge of what you have and what you spend, you cannot make sound financial decisions. It's impossible. everything you do is a guess unless you know. Level 2, clear planning and preparation. After you've laid out everything and have accepted your financial situation, you need to have a clear plan for the future. This doesn't have to be incredibly in-depth. It could be as simple as boosting your emergency fund to 6 months of expenses or paying off your debt. However, the more detailed and step-by-step your plan is, the more accountable and in turn more successful it will be. For example, you could want to boost your emergency fund to 6 months of expenses, or say, $6,000. For your plan, you want to break it down to something more achievable, maybe $500 a month for the next year. Then you could look at your balances and cash flow from level 1 and see where you could save $500 this month. Maybe not going to Starbucks every day. I'm not here to judge your lifestyle choices, but you need to be accountable to your cash flow, balances, and lifestyle choices. The end choice is yours. For example, I'd keep my coffee and sacrifice cable, but everyone's different. Level 3, understanding consequences. The next level of accountability is clearly understanding the consequences of your financial decisions. On the surface, it's realizing that if you don't save and go into debt, you'll be poor and unhappy. However, accountability requires understanding the consequences at every choice and every level. Just like the example I just mentioned in level 2, the choice is how are you going to get your emergency fund? Every action has a consequence, but to be accountable, you need to realize the biggest consequence of all. Not having an emergency fund could mean more debt, potential bankruptcy, and then not achieving other future goals, like buying a house. However, consequences can also be positive. Building an emergency fund, for example, means that should you have unexpected car repairs, it doesn't impact you financially at all, and it's just a sucky day. After your car is fixed, life moves on as normal. Accountable people accept the consequences of their actions and think about them proactively. Level 4, follow-up and course correcting. The next level of personal accountability is follow-up and course correcting. You need to put systems into place so that you can follow up on your goals and course correct your financial plans as needed. Everyone does something frivolous from time to time, so how can you ensure that the one instance doesn't become the norm? A simple solution is to set up spending alerts with Personal Capital or another free financial money management software. By setting up alerts, you get notified if you spend too much in one category. Then you can look at your budget and see what may need to be shifted to get back on track. Unaccountable people simply ignore this and keep on going. Accountable people make decisions based on the consequences and get back to their plans. Level 5. If success doesn't come, go back to level 1. The bottom line is that if you're still not achieving personal finance success at this point, go back to level 1 and really see if you have a clear understanding of your personal finance situation. Something isn't right. If you've laid it all out there and then made a plan and been accountable to yourself and to your plan, things should be working out. Typically, failure is the result of unaccountability. I didn't include that credit card, or I ignored my spending that day. Those are the types of behaviors that lead to failure, and your goal is personal finance success. You just listened to the post titled "The Single Most Important Trait That Defines Personal Finance Success" by Robert Farrington of thecollegeinvestor.com. And for most of these levels, like tracking and budgeting, we recommend YNAB, and you can get an extended trial at oldpodcast.com/track. And thank you again to Fundrise for their support. It's frequently mentioned in articles from our authors because it's a great tool. Come by fundrise.com/OFD to have your first 3 months of fees waived. Private market real estate has historically provided excellent ongoing cash flow, even as it supports long-term growth. Private market assets like these are a strategy for diversifying beyond public market investments and even other kinds of real estate, like publicly traded REITs. And Fundrise is the future of real estate investing. The platform's innovations power an investor-first model by eliminating the bloated costs and middlemen that have traditionally weighed down real estate investing, saving investors time and money. Unparalleled transparency and real-time reporting let you see how the development of specific properties impact your overall portfolio. So come check it out. Visit fundrise.com/OFD. That's FUNDRISE.com/OFD to get your first 3 months for free. And that's it for me today. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.